Hello?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, sir. I got disconnected. We were in the middle of the survey. My apologies. So, I was in the process of asking you this next question. What would you say is your ethnic or racial background? White, Caucasian, Black, African American, American Indian, Alaska Native, Asian?
American Indian.
American Indian. Gotcha. What is the highest level of education you have completed? Didn't complete high school. You completed high school. You have a high school diploma or GED. You attend college, attended college, but did not complete it. Trade, technical, vocational. Attended college?
No, I was get to come over here, so I have to leave college.
You had to leave college, okay. The next set of questions are about your health and well-being over the past month. In general, would you say your physical health is poor, fair, good, or excellent?
It's good.
Good. All right. In general, would you say your mental health is poor, fair, good, or excellent?
Excellent.
Excellent. All right. Now, we're interested in learning about the quality of your sleep over the past month. How often did you have trouble falling asleep? Never, about once per week, a few times a week, or every day?
Well, right now, that is the problem I have. And I don't sleep in the night. Sometimes I wake 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning. I have to go to work, get up 4 o'clock. I don't sleep. I don't sleep in the night. If I sleep early, I wake like maybe 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock. So, I don't know. Probably.
But you don't have trouble falling asleep? I don't sleep in the nighttime, but...
My eyes shut, but I know I don't get sleep because if anything, like, you know, knock, like, I wake up, like, you know. My eyes shut,
okay.
But I get the full sleep. I
okay.
Same thing.
Okay, so how would you answer this question? How often do you have trouble falling asleep? Never? About once per week? A few times a week or every day?
Yep.
I'm sorry, I'm just...
Once per week.
Thank you. Okay, now this is a question that you briefly mentioned to me. How often did you wake up during sleep and have difficulty falling back asleep? I believe you say you had trouble with this, right?
Yeah, if I wake up in the morning, I don't sleep, but I go and make a cup of coffee and sit on and watch TV till my time ready to go to work. Because I know if I go sleep and I fall asleep, I can make it to go to work.
Ah, I got you. All right, so how often do you wake up during sleep and have difficulty falling back asleep? Like never, about once per week? Few times a week or every day? That's an everyday thing.
A few times a week because I don't sleep in the day, but I sleep in the day.
Right.
I sleep in the night.
And you don't sleep the high, exactly. Okay, gotcha. Thank you. How often do you wake up feeling exhausted or fatigued?
Yeah.
Never, about once per week, a few times a week, or every day?
Like once a week.
Once a week, okay.
Yeah.
The next set of questions are about how you've been feeling as of late. During the past 2 weeks, how often have you been bothered by the following? Not being able to control worry. Have you not been bothered at all? Have you been bothered about it some days, more than half the days, or nearly every day?
Nearly every day, because the thing is, I have two kids, me and my wife separated 4 years now. And that is stress.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Okay, so nearly every day. I hope it gets better, by the way. Thank you for sharing that. Next one, it says, still, we're on the same set of questions, right? How often you have been bothered by feeling nervous, anxious, or on the edge?
Right.
Like not at all, some days, more than half the days, or nearly every day?
Like some days, you know, like not every day, but if I get some friend, like, you know, to get up and talk and, you know, pick up your stressness, I'm going to feel happy. But if I'm alone, then the stressness come on.
Okay. Understood. Next one, same, right? How often have you been bothered by having little interest or pleasure in doing things?
Well, the most important thing, I go to work every day. So I cut my time at the job, you know. When I work, like, my stress is gone. As soon as I reach home, I'm going to shower, I lie down and watch TV. Then the stress, like, he come in here. But as long as I work, I don't have no stress. I'm cut out my time yesterday, the day done.
Okay. So would you say you have a little interest or pleasure doing things? So not at all, some days, more than half the days, or nearly every day?
Only like half a day, you know. But weekend, I'm like a Monday to Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you know, there's me alone. Everybody go to work. But weekend, I get friend, I get family, come over. You know, what TV, we cook, we have food.
Yeah.
So the time is running out, that, you know.
Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry about that. But did you say half the days? More than half the days?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm make, like, if I, maybe I drink two sleeping tablets, I fall asleep, that is good.
Okay. Gotcha. Still, how often have you been bothered by feeling down, depressed, or hopeless? Not at all, some days, more than half the days, or nearly every day?
Like more than half a day, that's it.
Gotcha. Thank you for sharing this. Now, I'd like to ask a few questions about whether you have been told by a healthcare professional that you have conditions that are common in our society. Have you ever been told by a healthcare professional that you have any of the following? An emotional or mental health issue like depression, anxiety, a post-traumatic stress disorder like PTSD, or the like? Yes or no?
Yeah, like a depression, like, you know.
Yeah, they have told you about depression. Okay. Again, have you ever been told by a healthcare professional that you have a substance use disorder?
Yep.
Yes. High blood pressure?
No.
Sorry. No high blood pressure.
No diabetes, no blood pressure, no.
Okay.
No
diabetes, no high blood pressure. Okay. What about a heart attack, angina, or coronary heart disease?
No.
Overweight or obesity?
No, like, I'm a little weight, but now I get a little, you know, I get a little skinny. Since I take the stress, I eat only a little bit of food, that's it. I not eating the food, so, you know, everybody say I look skinny. Why?
I understand that. So, not obesity, and here are questions about what you think of your community and the relationships that people in your community have to each other. For the following scenario, please indicate how likely you think it is that your neighbors would act. Here it is. If serious issues developed in your neighborhood, like a rise in petty crime, the loss of vital city services, or a neighbor who has fallen on hard times, how likely is it that your neighbors would come together to do something about it? Would you say that's very unlikely, somewhat unlikely, somewhat likely, or very likely?
Very likely, because all my neighbors is wrong by my house here. I live 43 years. We never have a problem.
Oh, okay.
We cook, we very eat, likely. We bath, summertime. We enjoy, we never have a problem.
I understand that. Okay, have there been social get-togethers? I'm sorry, go ahead.
I have like Spanish, we have Chinese, we have black, we have white,
They're diverse community.
Yep.
Okay, gotcha. Next one says, have there been social get-togethers like block parties or other gatherings in your neighborhood during the past 6 months? Yes or no?
No, no, we never have parties. Good, like we only in the yard. Like summertime, it's nice to barbecue.
Okay. Right. All right. In the past year, have you considered moving away from this community? Yes or no?
No.
No. Okay. Now, I would like to ask about the extent to which you agree or disagree with the following statements about how much people of your racial group can trust law enforcement. Law enforcement officers treat people of my racial group like animals. Do you strongly agree? Somewhat. I'm sorry. Do you strongly disagree? Somewhat disagree? You neither agree or disagree. You somewhat agree or strongly agree. We're going to have the same options for all of it.
I disagree.
Disagree strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. During encounters with law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before someone gets hurt. To de-escalate before someone gets hurt.
Escalate.
Yeah, I can read it again. So it says, during encounters with law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before someone gets hurt.
Well, I never have problem with the police force. I never went to jail. I never went to court.
Okay.
So my record is good, clean.
All right, this is, about people of your racial group, right? How people of your racial group can trust law enforcement. Right here it says, during encounters with law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before someone gets hurt. Like, it's talking about the, not you specifically, but what do you think of your racial group?
Yeah, but the thing is, how long them is with me, them always protect me. We never have problem, but I don't know. And the other side, the outside, they go somewhere else, then they have a problem. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay, no problem. Let's leave it like that. Next one says, people of my racial group can trust law enforcement officers. Do you agree or disagree? Remember the options I gave you.
Or
I can give them to you again if you need them. What was your answer? I'm sorry.
I disagree.
Disagree strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. All right. Next one. Where my racial group is concerned, law enforcement officers are more likely to act aggressively first and ask questions later, if at all. Do you agree or disagree with this one?
Law enforcement. Is what?
Yeah, it says, where my racial group is concerned, law enforcement officers are more likely to act aggressively first and ask questions later, if at all.
Yeah, you gotta ask questions later, if at all.
Okay, do you agree strongly or somewhat on this one?
I agree strongly, yes.
Strongly, all right. Law enforcement officers do not take the complaints of people of my racial group seriously. That was the next one then. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
All right. Next one. Give me 1 second. Hold on, give me 1 second. I got lost a little bit here. concerned. Do not take... All right, so here we go. People of my racial group should be suspicious of the criminal justice system. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. In most courts, people of different racial groups receive the same kind of treatment from the judge. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Law enforcement officers have the best interest of people of my racial group in mind. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. And it says, people of my racial group are treated the same by law enforcement officers as people of other groups.
Oh, you got a lot of questions.
I'm sorry?
We say there's a lot of questions.
A lot of questions? Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand that, but we really appreciate what you're doing right now, and remember that we are going to reward you with a $10 gift card if we complete the survey. So I really appreciate your patience so far. You want me to read the question again? Or the statement, rather?
Yeah.
Okay, it says, people of my racial group are treated the same by law enforcement officers as people of other groups. Do you agree or disagree with this one?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, thank you. You can answer these next questions yes or no. In the past year, have the police or law enforcement ever been verbally abusive to any of your friends or family members?
No.
No. Okay. Has the police or law enforcement ever stopped and searched any of your friends or family members for no reason?
No.
Okay. Been physically abusive to any of your friends or family members?
No.
No. All right. The next set of questions are about whether you or anyone else in your neighborhood has felt unfairly treated by police. Have you ever felt that the police treated you unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of your race? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police treated them unfairly in your neighborhood, specifically because of their race?
Yep, because sometimes my neighbor is play the music too loud. Somebody called cop, but I think I call a cop, but I did not call a cop. The cop go to the shoulder. The guys open the music too loud. It's 11 o'clock, 10 o'clock. You know what I mean?
Oh, boy. Gotcha. All right, thank you. Next one says, have you ever felt that the police stopped or follow you just because of your racial background?
Nope.
No, okay. Thank you. Has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police stopped or follow them just because of their racial background?
No.
No. All right. We are now interested in the extent and nature of your contact with police or law enforcement. Have you ever had any contact with police or law enforcement? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Have any of your friends or family members ever been arrested? Yes or no?
Yeah, one my friend had been, my neighbor, he was arrested by the police.
Oh, he was. Okay. Have any of your friends or family members been arrested in the last year? Yes or no?
Nope.
No, not in the last year, okay. Have any of your friends or family members ever been incarcerated in jail or prison? Yes or no?
No.
No. All right. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about how police have impacted you or others you know. Just want to quickly thank you for your patience so far. This one says, having contact with law enforcement inspires young people to achieve in school. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. Law enforcement actions in my neighborhood have positively affected my desire to host or attend social gatherings there. Do you agree or disagree with this one?
Read it, can you read that back to me? Can you read it back?
I can read it again?
Yeah.
It says, law enforcement actions in my neighborhood have positively affected my desire to host or attend social gatherings there.
I disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay. I am less likely to call the police when in need. Do you agree or disagree with this?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay. I feel uncomfortable engaging in public displays of my culture or identity in areas with a noticeable law enforcement presence. Agree or disagree?
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, the behavior of young people in my neighborhood has improved because of law enforcement actions.
I'm disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Okay, law enforcement has made my community feel safer.
I agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
Strongly. Okay. We're almost done. Thank you. Thank you once again for your patience. These last questions are for statistical purposes only. What is your current employment status? I believe you told me you had a job, right?
Yep.
At the beginning of the call. All right. So you are employed.
Can you do like a fabrication?
Fabrication. Okay.
Yeah, fabrication.
Okay. I believe you also mentioned this next one, but please forgive me because I don't quite remember. What is your current marital status? Separated, married, widowed, cohabiting outside of marriage, divorced, or
separated?
Married?
Separated.
Separated. Okay. How many children do you have?
I have two girls. One is 33. One is 22.
Okay. How many adults, 18 or over, including yourself, live in your household?
Yeah, my sister in the first floor. My mom owned the house. My father passed 2 years ago. My mom sickly now. She owned the house.
Okay.
My sister first floor. My mom in the second floor, and I am the third floor. Uh-huh.
Okay, so three adults in the house.
Yep.
Okay. What is your household total income from all sources? I will read you categories. Just stop me when I get to the right one. Under 20,000, between 20,000 and 2,000, I'm sorry, between 20,000 and 1 and 50,000, between 50,000 and 1 and 80,000, between 80,000 and 1 and 120,000, between 120,000 and 175,000, between 175,000 and 250,000, or greater than $250,000 per year.
Maybe $250,000 a year in Dorchester.
Is that greater?
Yep.
Greater. Okay, thank you. How long have you lived in Boston, sir?
I'll live here alone. Maybe 42 years. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And what best describes your current living status? Homeowner, renter, or paying partial rent with family or friend? Living somewhere I do not pay rent?
Yep.
I think the second one. Where? Oh, you do not pay rent?
Yep.
You do. Yep. Paying partial rent with family, right?
Yep.
With your mom and sister.
Help out your mom.
Gotcha. All right. Do you currently live in public housing? Yes or no? So.
No.
All right. Okay. Please give the names of the two streets that cross closest to your home. For example, if you live on Main Street near the intersection of Elm Street, you can say Main Street and Elm Street.
I live on Dick Street and Lafayette Street and Dorchester Avenue.
Can you say one more time, please?
I live in Dick Street, Lafayette Street, and the main street is Dorchester Avenue.
Okay. Dorchester Avenue. Dick Street. That's, give me 1 second. Just going to type that down. Dick Street and Rochester Avenue. Okay. And would you be interested in participating in a longer discussion with Harvard researchers about your experiences with and perceptions of Boston police for a $50 gift card?
I don't know. I think about it, you know.
Sorry, you said no?
We only make like $32 a week now. We slow. We don't make 40 hours a week. We make 32 hours a week.
Okay.
So I just
want to make sure if you're interested in this longer discussion with Harvard researchers for $50. I can read the statement again if you like. Should I do that?
Somebody on the line with me right now, so.
Oh, sorry about that. Can I read the statement again? Or you're
yeah,
still? Okay. So it says, if you would be interested in participating in a longer discussion with Harvard researchers about your experiences with and perceptions of Boston police for a $50 gift card.
Yeah, we'll call you the same number and let you know back, okay?
Yes, okay. Now, thank you. Now, you have completed the survey. In order to receive your $10 gift card and to be contacted for the follow-up discussion I just mentioned to you, can you please provide me your phone number and email address?
What
number you
tell
me?
I don't have an email address. I don't have an email.
You don't have an email? By any chance, maybe you can ask your sister for an email so we can send a gift card to you?
Yeah, I got that to my daughter. She has the computer over there.
Okay. Is there any way you can get that right now?
No, I can't get it now because we have a small baby, so we don't get time to do that right now.
Okay, give me just a second. I'm going to try and figure out what we can do about it because I do need an email in order to send you the gift card. Just give me 1 second, okay? Just a moment. I'm still here. Just a moment. We're going to leave it like that for now, and
yep.
We are going to figure it out. We're going to get that gift card to you, no problem. Just give me 1 second. All right. And that's it. That concludes our survey. I have your phone number, so we're going to call you back with instructions on how we're going to get this to you. And also remember about the follow-up interaction that we mentioned. It's for $50 gift card. So just be on top of your phone, and that's it. The survey has been completed. I appreciate your help. Have a great day.
Thanks. Yeah, you too. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. Quite welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.